Mary Murphy from So You Think You Can Dance joining us on the line right now. In the last segment, we were talking about the contestants that come back and make a really big improvement. How much do you think Nigel wants to strangle sex?
I think, you know, it's a love-hate relationship, I really think, right now. It's interesting. I think he also, like you said earlier, people definitely have a following. He has his own following on the internet. Hard to believe, but he does. And he keeps trying to fake us out every year because he's from New York City. So we go to New York. He does an audition there. We go to Washington, D.C. Oh, he didn't audition there. He showed up in Los Angeles last year with a camera crew following him. This year, he waits till the very last audition city. We did go to Boston on season 6. He hasn't shown up yet, so it's very funny to us, you know, where he is. And I actually thought this year he wasn't coming back for good, and then of course he shows up in Seattle of all places, the furthest city away. He does crack us up, I have to say, and he really is like that, you know. I know people have seen him in New York City. He definitely dresses that way and talks the way that he does, and the poor thing still lives with his mama, and it is a little creepy that his mommy thinks he's sexy. I don't know.
See, but I guess...
That's all I'm saying.
That sort of comic relief, though, it must make those long days more fun, right? Rather than get frustrated, you just have to laugh about it.
Kind of fire us up every time we get something that is so funny and something that is so good. I think mediocre will kill you on the audition trail, and you know, we are often auditioning for 15 to 18 hours for a couple of days. They're very long days. So when somebody funny really comes along, it's good to have a good gut-wrenching laugh. And you know, I'm never one to hold back because I feel like I'll get a brain aneurysm if I saw something funny and can't laugh at it. I certainly take a lot of grief sometimes because I'm laughing at different contestants, but, you know, I'm only human. If I see something funny, I laugh, you know, even if sometimes it looks like it hurt just a little bit. It's like the Three Stooges were, you know, you're drawn to that, and you get the giggles, you know, I can't help it.
Now, we go from talking about bad sex. We go from talking about
Yes, we do.
We go to the total opposite end of the spectrum then. You've got somebody like Brandon who made you cry during auditions. It was almost a Paula Abdul moment. No, I'm kidding.
Hey.
I know. Now, is it safe to say that, you know, most people appreciate his style, but is it mainstream enough that he could win the competition?
Well, we're going to find out whether he can adjust to a different style. I can only say that out of all 5 seasons, and I've seen a lot of amazing dancing all over the world, I'm not really sure what it was either that affected me so much. And there was no backstory. There was no sad or hard luck story about his life that was told to us or anything like that. That's the first time that just the pure dancing brought me to tears.
Now, very quickly, I know we've got to wrap this up. Who is the standout this season? Who do you think is maybe like flying under the radar that could really get America's attention?
Well, it is a little bit early right now to tell, to be honest with you. And there are so many great dancers, you know, the contemporary piece, and it depends on the choreographer you get. You know, Mandy Moore's piece with that day and Melissa, he is such a quiet type of guy, but man, he is starting to shine more and more. He auditioned last year, went way under the radar, I think, and now this year, I think he might get an opportunity to shine. You know, Brandon, of course, is magnificent. Kayla is obviously one of the strongest dancers. She is not the underdog going into this whatsoever. I think people that might surprise us is Philip Chabib. You know, this kid is a popper and waver. It'll be very interesting to follow him because he's definitely the underdog because of what he does in his style. And I can't wait to see what he does next. His first number was, of course, he drew hip-hop. And it was magnificent. So we'll see.
We'll be watching So You Think You Can Dance Wednesday, Thursday nights on Fox. Mary Murphy, always a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for joining us today.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jeremy.
Take care.